Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. So now let's listen to the 45th verse of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ.
Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, and establish prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do.
So let's listen to the 45th verse. Regarding this verse, brothers and sisters, we mentioned that when the verse says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكِرِ, verily, establishing prayers, because it said أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, verily this establishing prayer will prevent you, will keep you away from indecency and evil, عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. And we mentioned some of the aspects of why the salat, why this establishing prayer has these kinds of effects. But anyway, at the end of this verse, the Holy Quran adds, and certainly the remembrance of Allah is greater. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So, the appearance of this sentence means that there is more important statement for prayer than this. So, it means that one of other important effects and blessings of the prayer, which is also even more important than prohibition from indecency and evil, is that it reminds you of Allah. When the Holy Quran says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, establish prayer because establishing prayer will keep you away from indecency and evil, but it says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the remembrance of Allah is greater. This means you have to think about this. This must be your first and foremost aim. You must aim at this. You must be directed towards this, this remembrance of Allah. If you try to keep this in your mind, everything else will be achieved nevertheless. So it is reminding you that Allah is the main cause of every goodness and prosperity. That's how you should actually establish your salah, establish your prayers. That's whom you should think about in your prayers. That's what you should care about in your prayers. Why? Because وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, certainly the remembrance of Allah is greater.
الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
So, dear listeners, regarding this 45th verse, we said how important it is to remember about the remembrance of Allah and Allah Himself. Because the verse at the very end says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And certainly the remembrance of Allah is greater. And we said that appearance of this sentence means that there is a more important effect for prayer than just merely prohibition from indecency and evil. So, in principle, one could say that the remembrance of Allah is the main source of life. It is the main source of peace for the hearts of all the human beings. And that's why the Holy Quran says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Akbar means it is greater. When it is greater, it has another side. This means there is necessarily a comparison going on here. So this means that nothing is comparable with it. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The remembrance of Allah is far greater than what? Than anything else. So the Holy Quran says, and behold, by Allah's remembrance, the hearts are set at rest. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. So, in essence, all worship formats, irrespective of prayer and other than that, they are the remembrance forms of Allah. The sayings of prayer, the acts of prayer, the prerequisite or so-called the preliminary deeds of prayer, those supplications after prayer, they are all the ones that revive the remembrance of Allah in man's heart. So it is noteworthy that in chapter Taha, the verse 14, this philosophy of prayer has been pointed out. I remember many years ago we discussed the contents of chapter Taha. So the Almighty Allah tells Moses, and establish prayer for my remembrance. And in view of the fact that men's intentions and the level of attention of their hearts in prayer, as well as other worships, is very different, this means that you have to establish prayer for my remembrance. So that's why it is so important to note that the remembrance of Allah is the only criterion that the human beings must care about when they are performing their salat. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.